This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
فتاة الخير يا أملا تنير مسير دعوتنا وتقيد مشعل الإيمان كي تنجو بأمتنا وترفع راية القرآن تحدو ركب عزتنا.
الله سبحانه وتعالى, if we were to study the Quran properly and read the stories in the Quran properly, we would find demonstrates so much love for women, for his female servants. When you look at the story of Musa alayhi salam, and you look at the story of the mother of Musa and what she went through, so subhanAllah, it's like the ultimate type of Islamophobia, right? When we talk about Islamophobia, we're talking about, okay, we're worried that maybe certain things are being asked of our children at school, maybe our children are getting a bit nervous to talk about certain topics, things like that. In her times, the ruler of the time, Fir'aun, was actually looking for all of the male Muslim children, and he wanted to kill them. All of the male Muslim children that were born in a particular year, he wanted to kill them. SubhanAllah, it's like the worst type of Islamophobia, if you want to call it that, that we could ever imagine. And she was going through that, and she had just had a baby. So her son was on the hit list. And when we look at the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about her, he says, وَأَصْبَحَ فُؤَادُ أُمِّ مُوسَى فَارِغًا. Her heart was completely empty, subhanAllah. And later on, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the way in which he conducted affairs such that eventually this baby would be returned back to his mother in such an amazing way, a way that she could never have imagined. You know, she was putting him into the water, into a river, which is something that no mother would want to do. And somehow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made all the affairs come together such that he was brought back to her lap in safety. And in fact, she was even being paid a wage in order to breastfeed him, subhanAllah, in such a situation of safety. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it that he says that فَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ, we returned him to his mother, كَيْ تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا, so that it may be the coolness of her eyes, وَلَا تَحْزَن, so that she would not be sad, and so that she would know that the promise of Allah is true, and that most people just do not know. And the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about that, I just felt that, but he shows that he really understands the inner feelings of a mother. And you know, the job of being a mother can be very lonely sometimes. It can be very isolating. Even if you have a very supportive husband, there are times when it's very, very isolating and you feel very alone. And sometimes you feel things that you feel nobody can really understand. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, the women who come after Umm Musa, that he understands us. He understands those things that we're feeling. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved his female servant so much that he revealed in the Quran ayat that would exonerate our mother Aisha radiallahu anha. A girl, she's just a teenage girl, right, who was accused of something. And he, the creator above the seven heavens, deemed her so important, and the honor of a Muslim woman so important, that he revealed verses that would be recited until the end of time about her. More evidence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cares deeply for his female servants. He loved us so much, my sisters, that he enshrined in the Sharia that men must take care of us, that men must be bothered. They can't just relax and completely, you know, allow us to do our own thing, because they have to be bothered, they have to care, they have to get involved. He loved us so much that he freed us from the responsibility, from the shar'i responsibility, to provide financially for our families. That responsibility and that burden, that obligation, has been lifted from our shoulders. And in that is a recognition from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the roles that we fulfill are so difficult, are so important, and are so valued by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He wanted to lift that burden off our shoulders. SubhanAllah. And we, in the West, you know, we try and compete and say to, you know, non-Muslim people, when they ask us, we try to show them how much we are allowed to work and we are allowed to earn money. But in fact, being given the right to work is not, you know, something, is not a luxury. It's not something wonderful. Being given the right not to work is actually the luxury, right? Isn't that what everyone really wants? Right, all these, you know, 4-hour work week type people, you know, people trying to make money, living abroad and automating their income, etc. The ideal is that you don't have to work all the time, and yet you're still provided for. And that is what the Sharia sought to provide for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned the men, وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ, that the female baby who was being killed, the people who were killing their own daughters at that time, that one day they would be asked about that. SubhanAllah, any of us who really read the Quran and look for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His female servants will find it plentifully in the Quran.
فاتت الخير يا أملا تنير مسير دعوتنا وتقيد مشعل الإيمان كي تنجو بأمتنا وترفع راية القرآن تحدو ركب عزتنا وتسمو في العلا قيما وتحذو ركب سنتنا.